some bacon grease. I want to be fried up in bacon grease. I mean,
it's the oil of the gods,
right? Everyone loves it. No, not everyone does. Sorry, everybody out there who doesn't. Anyway, Bacon Grease by the Space Shits, Winter Dance Party. That one was put out in 1997.
Year of our Lord.
Year of our Lord. I always want to say that. It's hilarious you just said that. I always want to say that. Especially if it's like 2020, I always want to say.
Year of our Lord.
Oh my God. Weird. Okay, before that one, we heard a song called Alleged by a band called Unsane. And that's from 1995. I don't know why I'm talking like this, but anyway. they're from New York City, and the title of the release is Scattered, Smothered, and Covered.
Wow.
Groovy.
Scatty.
I guess it could be, yeah. Like covering the scat, smothering it.
Yeah.
Scattering it. Okay. The song for that one, Kannst Du. What does that mean? Do you speak German? Can you? I think that means can you.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that's better than nothing.
I did once upon a time, but...
Okay, so you don't know what it actually means, but you do know
No, it's not that.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's not that either, but I like to hedge bets, you know?
Fair, and you like to just say no to people.
I like banter.
Okay. So that band is called Spread Joy. They're from Chicago. The release is self-titled, and it came out in 2021.
I had such a wonderful sibilance that like kind of gave me a little earworm for a bit.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, that's for you, Aiden. Mm.
And well, we can get some more sibilance happening for sure. And I think a little bit later in the set.
Would it be sibilicity?
Sibilance. Anyway, come on now. Let's move along.
What's next?
End of the Line was a song we heard before that one by a band called Civic out of Melbourne, Australia. The release came out this year, Taken by Force. I really like their sound. I'm going to be listening to a lot more. Civic out of Melbourne. Song that was before that was Split Personality, a new one from Alien Nose Job.
We like Alien Nose Job.
Yeah, we do. And I want to get one.
You don't have one already? Sorry, I got the beta.
No, actually, I do have one, obviously. Look at this beauty.
I know. A snoz of the gods.
So yeah, I like the title of their release, though. The derivative sounds of ... or ... A dog always returns to its vomit. That is, okay, I didn't really say that properly, but interesting title for the release. It's coming out on October 27th via Goner Records. They're from Victoria, Australia. Not Victoria.
Oh.
Not Victoria, BC.
Not like. My Victoria.
No.
No.
And the first song in the set was Tequila by The Champs. It's off of Go Champs Go, which was put out in 1958, and there's three lyrics. Well, there's one lyric that's repeated three times and potentially more than three. Do you remember?
No, but I want to go revisit that and then I memorize the lyrics.
Basically,
now.
When you look it up, it'll be like, you know, Tequila by The Champs with lyrics, and it says Tequila exclamation mark, next line, Tequila exclamation mark, next line, Tequila exclamation mark.
This is my new karaoke banger.
That's all you have to... Yeah, it would be very easy for you considering...
What? I have a very small vocabulary.
Yeah, it would be easy for you. Yeah.
And what's next?
Entry level.
What's coming up?
Okay, well, I don't usually say what's coming up, but why don't I try this time? We're going to hear TJ Felix and Kamikaze Palm Tree and Wombo, and then we'll be back with you. Okay, bye.
Sorry, boys. All the stitches in the world can't sew me together again. Lay down. Lay down. Last of the Mohicans. Well, maybe not the last.
2, 3, 4.
Yes. How lovely.
Lovely.
I felt like we needed a bit of a palate cleanser after that one before. But anyway, that was Wolf Ave 40 by Wombo. Wombo is out of Louisville, Kentucky. They put that out on this year in June. It's called Slab EP. I mean, is it really called Slab EP or just Slab? Well, how would you read that if you were reading that?
Slob, like a long, like a accent aigu on top of the A.
That would be slab.
Slab, slab.
Okay, forget it. That's not what I meant. Some help you are. Thanks a lot for being here.
Anything to cause trouble.
Okay. Well, I'm all right with that. So, okay, song before that, Sharpie Smile. Wild Ride by Kamikaze Palm Tree.
My new favorite band.
Out of L.A. That came off of quotation, like in quotations, Good Boy from 2019.
Well, I guess I got to go on a pilgrimage to see them live because that ruled.
Yeah, I wonder if they are playing at this time.
We could just email them and beg them.
So now they're your favorite bands?
Absolutely. That ruled. Every single musical choice in that song was phenomenal.
It was terrifically absurd and wonderful.
And
yeah.
It was like, it was lurking. I loved it.
I played it before, like years ago. And then because of the set and what you brought to it, and you like this noisy stuff, I was like, he'll like this, I think.
Oh my God, did I ever. It was so lurching. Like it felt like it was a creepy kind of like lurking little song. Everything felt weird and off time. I loved it. I was super into it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be using that for the soundtrack of maybe like a Halloween jaunt, wearing some like mutant costumes. I feel like I should go as a mutant this year, but just like a mutant of my own creation, you know?
Like, I go as a different Wes Anderson character every year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just, I guess, look handsome.
Oh, you like to look handsome?
That's the one time a year.
Well, I guess your glasses would go with a lot of those characters. You could just put on different toques and stuff.
Or I should go as the giant butthole in the sky in Kuso.
Oh. See, I don't know about that. But... All right. The
regal rectal.
Wait, there's one more. There's one more that I have to tell everybody about. Theater of the Absurd is the first song we listened to. The artist named TJ Felix, who you brought to my attention. However, I knew about the project Bedwetters Anonymous, and I did not know that this person was part of that as well.
Yeah.
The release title is Honest Engine. It came out in 2022. What do you know about TJ Felix?
TJ is...